Oh, what is up, internet? This is Guy Jackson bringing you, oh yeah, episode 7 of the Stuff with Guy podcast. And what a fucking episode we have. Someone's beating me to the air horns. That's not even me doing that. Jesus. There we go. Oh man, episode 7, Stuff with Guy podcast. We got a show ahead of you guys, but let's get to our hosts. As always, we got the Toast Man himself. What is up, Toast?
Oh hey, how's it going?
Oh, and we have two special guests today coming back for appearance number 2. We have Headshot Gaming.
Hi, I want to party and I want to win this competition.
I want to party and win this competition. And for his first appearance on the Stuff with Guy podcast, we have On Fire.
What's going on, guys?
That's it. We don't got the energy, guys. I'm ready. We need some energy.
I had the air horns, right?
You had the air horns. I like that. You're beating me to my own game, my own freaking soundboarding game. Oh, man. So I'm fighting a bit of a cold. So if you hear sniffles, A, it's going to piss off On Fire. And B, I apologize to everybody in chat. but aside from that, how is everybody's day going?
Could be better, but it's better now that I'm here on this podcast.
I'll see that. It makes my heart, and that warms up the cockles of my heart. I guess when I just throw that and go, how's everyone's day going? All three of you guys are like, who should fucking talk first?
Yeah.
Because I know three of us are very, very polite Canadians in here and don't want to interrupt. And On Fire is one of the most polite Americans I've met in my
life. Excuse me?
What the fuck? Overlap. All right, we'll go in order. Headshot Gaming. You siege buying motherfucker. How are you? Is he dead frozen? Did we lose him? Is he fucking dead frozen? I wonder if he's just
like, it's such a perfect photo there.
I wonder, yeah. Oh, that changes. I'm like, did he just totally just like manage to hold that pose so hard and not say anything? That would have been impressive. That would have been impressive. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say Headshot Gaming's had better days as he disconnects. Oh, good shot On
this
Fire.
This perfect time sponsored by Pornhub, as perfect you can see there.
Yes, according to, sorry, other way here. According to Headshot Gaming's avatar there.
Yo, my internet crashed, then my fucking computer crashed. Like, what could be better, bro, on a fucking podcast? Like,
loading. Great timing.
We're there.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I will be there good. Shortly.
Bloopers. Okay, and Toast, how was your day?
Fan fucking tastic.
Oh man, I can't even talk after that freaking dilemma. Shut there. Up. So Headshot's coming back. Happened? Headshot is on his phone, I'm assuming, right now, waiting for his computer to boot up. So we got a great day ahead of us. We got once we get enough people in chat, we are gonna be giving away a copy of Headshot. What are we giving away?
Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six Siege.
Siege, which I just got a taste for today, and I'm like, oh my god, I actually like this game. But I think I got a good.
I've only been telling you to get it for.
I know, but I haven't had money, and it was gifted to me by somebody over here with a sexy avatar. So I jumped into it.
They're fake.
Are you like sponsored by Siege? Jesus.
Are you sponsored by Siege? Yeah, right. But wait, so Headshot, you said I rolled a pretty good character though, right? Because you get two operators right off the bat,
no,
right?
But yeah. But like I started off with Fuse and Mute. Guess what he started off with? This pissed me off. He started off with Ash.
Oh, wow.
I'm like,
that's pretty good. I like Fuse myself, so Fuse is amazing.
Well, I might get that. Yeah. Oh, Nova's in chat. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. We're still a little bit early, but we'll take that. And what is up? Yeah, so apparently...
Discord's loading.
Your Discord's loading. So apparently I got a really good roll, so I'm gonna go with that later. We're gonna play after. If you guys, anyone here after the stream is down, we'll do some Rainbow Six Siege.
We'll play with you. We'll play with you.
Come jump in with us. Yeah. Aside from that, today, pretty big trailer hit today, guys. Does anyone know?
The Infinite War.
Iron Man.
Raise your hand first.
Iron Man. Iron Man, Yak Man, there we go. Iron Yes on Man. Fire, you know.
Iron Man
17.
Iron Fist, not Iron Man.
This extended journeys of Iron Man and friends. No, yes, Infinity War trailer finally came out, and a lot of people thought, because back in like Comic-Con, they released a different version of the trailer that wasn't available online, and a lot of people just wrote off today's trailer release as just rehashing the Comic-Con one that was released months ago. But this is a brand new cut, actually involves a lot more stuff, so I was pretty damn happy to see this.
Didn't the original one just have cuts from every other Marvel movie that was made?
It had
basically say that it continues.
It had at the very beginning, like the first like quarter to half, the first third, I guess, is a way better mathematical way of stating that. The first third of the trailer was reusing footage from the previous movies, but then did have some original shot Infinity War content afterwards that they blended together. But this one here looks complete Infinity War and some really cool stuff to get on board with, which I find really funny that this comes out literally at the heels of the incredibly poor box office numbers that have been trailing Justice League, which I'm sad
what?
In my heart. Well, yeah, Justice League is poised to, what are they? They're projecting.
That movie's fantastic.
Jesus Christ.
That movie was all right.
Man is going out of style.
That movie was all right. I just don't like movies sometimes. Like,
well,
there's a problem with
me.
I think, you know what? It's really... I'm going to say, like, you know, with Josh Wheaton coming in, reshooting it, giving it a different tone, coming in and mixing that with Zack Snyder's image or his vision that he put together for that movie. I think it did bring it out of the shadows of Batman versus Superman, but I think so much damage was done from that movie that it was hard for...
They need to stop doing that. You know, like Suicide Squad, it was the same thing. They reshot it and it was shit. And then this movie, they reshot it, and guess what? It was shit. If they're going to go for a dark... Because they reshoot it to add comedy to it, because Zack Snyder can't do comedy for shit.
Yeah,
so,
but Wheaton can do comedy well.
Yeah, but it doesn't belong in...
Hey, Headshot, welcome back.
DC, man.
ooh, it's Headshot.
It's Headshot, he's back.
Oh my God. He came in hot.
He came in hot.
I'm sexy. But I'm not...
I still need to go see Justice League myself, but I haven't, and this is going to be the first time in a long time that I didn't rush to go see like a core DC film in movies and or in theaters. And I've always been a fan. I've been more of a fan of the DC universe versus Marvel, but
me too.
It's almost impossible to stop the juggernaut that is the Marvel cinematic universe.
Wonder Woman was a fantastic movie.
It was
a good movie.
And that was like hoping to be a turning point to kind of see DC get back on track, but then this seems to just have completely set it right back. They even cut out the end credit scene from the movie with referencing to the Green Lanterns, because I bet you they aren't even sure if they can afford to produce that movie anymore.
They need to stop doing like the comic. Like, DC's always been a darker story, and they really need to stop doing the comedy.
Yeah,
the Green Hornet was an interesting take on things. I didn't really enjoy how they went about the movie. Casting was great, obviously, but beyond that, the storyline didn't really hit home with me.
You saying Green Hornet? We're talking about Green Lantern.
I know we're talking about Green Lantern.
Oh, you're transitioning.
You know,
it's
still the same series.
We're talking about greens.
We're talking about green things now.
I never saw
Green Lantern's great too. I mean, you can pretty much make any weapon appear out of, you know, Green Lantern light.
Just by using your imagination and, you know, and focusing. And hopefully no one takes a piece of wood to you or attempts to threaten you with a splinter to take you down, because we all know that the Green Lantern's original weakness was wood. In the early 50s golden age of comics. Anyways, but okay, now...
That's
now,
why they're based up in space. There's no wood up there.
No. Exactly. That's why we're safe up here. We don't need wood, but someone just fucking... Hey, look what I found on Earth, a baseball bat! And they fucking take out the entire core. No questions asked. Louisville Slugger.
I mean, they didn't have an Earth Green Lantern for a long time.
No, that's true. They just they for a long time just figured that the sector just didn't need protecting, and that a lot of the heroes held their own. But you know, when the Justice League formed and bigger threats came, and anyways, regardless, we're breaking off in a whole bunch of different things. We were going to talk about the Infinity War trailer, and we got completely sidetracked by the train wreck that is DC right now in their extended universe. So, out of the Infinity War trailer, Headshot, since you're back, what did you like about that trailer? What did you notice that got you hyped? That got you fucking hype! I want to hear it! Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, but, like, it looks good. It's just, like, changing from a new bad guy, at least. So they're not all fighting like they were last time.
Finally bringing Thanos to light instead of just him in 1,000 different end credit scenes, right? On fire, what'd you see that you liked?
That Iron Man still has a very focal point within the movie.
It's always going to be Iron Man. Well, just looking through some screenshots and stuff like that. Yeah, no, he's always going to be. And it's an interesting take on how Iron Man is like the leader of the Avengers, where in the comics it's traditionally Captain America or whoever is taking the mantle of Cap at the time. So just seeing that role reversal, but seeing how he was like Iron Man and Robert Downey Jr. really jump-started the entire cinematic universe, it's understandable to keep him in the forefront.
They made Captain America a bit soft in the movies, honestly.
Well, you know what? You're going to see, and let's skip to a couple screenshots here, but when you look at the introduction... right there, the conversion you see, because a lot of people are speculating, and I think it's pretty clear at this point that he has dropped the Captain America mantle and he's going full Nomad, which is an alternate character name he goes by in the comics, and you can see like he's definitely bringing the thunder going forward here.
Definitely getting more on the dark side.
He's getting on the dark side. Toast, what do you not like about the trailer? I'm just going to assume that's what you'd like to talk about.
You throw me off like that.
Toast hates the movie.
Everything.
Everything.
I did not like it.
What was it in particular, man? Was it Thor getting strung up by a Earth-destroying machine? Was it Spider-Man's new suit? Was it Thanos' fucking jaw of justice?
I'm over Marvel at this point. I'm over the Avengers movie.
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, I can understand that.
They're just trying to make money.
And Scarlett Johansson's blonde now. So I mean,
yeah, that's it. She lost.
That's it.
We're moving that's back. It. Look at that. We're done. Blondie period. Johansson. Yeah, she lost the red. And
much better as a red.
Man, she looked beautiful with red hair.
She looked like a little 12-year-old. There you go, Headshot. That's a description and a half. Oh, yeah, Scarlett Johansson. And you know what? I'm sad to see the red go, but I think, you know, at least Scarlett Johansson as a female role, like a female superhero role in cinema, especially with the turn that like Wonder Woman came out and then that solo film came out. But Scarlett Johansson really ushered in that strong female role in the current generation of comic movies. So you got to give her justice for what she's done there. Well, at least in the millennial with the millennial generation of comic movies.
I guess. Can I ask what happened to that man? What happened to that guy?
What guy are we talking about?
The guy with the bow. I forget his name.
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye?
How could you forget Hawkeye?
Hawkeye? Oh, him. You know what?
From,
in the movie?
From what I've understood, he hasn't been. He wasn't. I didn't see him necessarily in the trailer, but there is a rumor going around that he's also taking a different mantle going forward in the movie, or at least in Infinity War 2. So I think they're holding that.
Well, he becomes Ronin.
He becomes Ronin. That's what I've heard. Yeah, that's the iteration. It's basically when it came after Civil War, and you basically saw the Avengers split down the middle into two distinctively different groups. You saw a lot of the people that were on Cap's side end up taking different mantles, different names, just because they have to kind of reinvent themselves because they are on like. Hiding from the government. They're trying to get away from everything. So that's why you see that transition with Captain America to Nomad. You're going to see most likely in the upcoming film, or at least what I've heard is going to be Infinity War 2, that you're going to see Ronan mantle taken for Hawkeye and such. So, yeah. But for me, I am I'm kind of stoked. One thing that I saw in particular that I was excited to see, actually two things, Paul Bettany's Vision. You see how I got the screenshot up here, but does that look like he still has the Infinity Stone in his forehead, or is that post him getting it ripped out?
Pretty sure that's with it in there.
Yeah. It's in there.
Oh, it's in there.
Yeah, but then later on, you do see while he's able still...
to, you know, he make his skin come back, I guess. He wants to... bone women, I guess.
Interesting. The reason why I'm going to a different screenshot as well, where later in the trailer,
you see it
getting pried out by, looks like Loki's formerly Loki staff there, right? Where
he's getting boned.
So
Marvel likes to make those mistakes though, where they did something to something and then brought it back by accident and didn't realize it.
Yeah. Well, it looks like
did no one think to hide him and be like, oh, Vision's got an Infinity Stone in his forehead. Perhaps he should not be in the line of fire. No. Perhaps he should not be on the front line.
But the saving grace...
All hands on deck, man.
The saving grace that I find, though, is when you look at the shot of the Infinity Gauntlet, you don't see the Mind Stone yet. That hasn't been captured, so...
Well, look at it now.
Well, no, you see, they got the two. They got the Tesseract gem, and then I forgot what the purple one's called.
Thanos seems like a stand-up gentleman. I think they should just give him the stones.
Just give him the stones? So, you know what? I think you can do a good job ruling this planet. Why not?
He has a face you can trust. Look at him.
He's got a face to trust. And Josh Brolin, you know what? That guy's fucking rocking in the comic scene because, I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen him out as with his Cable. Like acting as Cable in Deadpool 2, right? Like he's taking two really impressive roles in two completely different comic book franchises. That he's making his impact.
He's versatile.
He's a versatile showman. Well, both of them are just angry fucks. That's the role he's playing.
Stand up guy.
Everybody's a bunch of fucks in this movie. Everybody hates each other, and then they all like each other. Mm-hmm.
Toast, you're saying he's a stand-up guy just because he's probably like 3 feet taller than everyone else.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
That's why I figured that.
It's only because he wears high tops.
He wears high tops, exactly.
What has he done that is so bad?
Well,
besides sit in his chair.
Yeah, well, no, he sat in his space. Yeah, he sat in his floating chair and he made everyone do the hard work for him. He basically commissioned the entire freaking Nova Corps to be destroyed in Guardians of Galaxy 1. Sounds like a good guy. Fuck the Nova Corps, is that what you're saying? One other thing, aside from, Hulkbuster suit being brought back, of course we see Thor and the breaking machine, but what I saw, there we go. Like, what do you think right here? What do you think Loki's doing, offering up the Tesseract? Obviously, like, this makes me think, is he in cahoots with the big man, the big purple giant himself, or...
Is he off? Like,
or is it a ploy?
His face looks a bit distressed. He doesn't look too happy with what he's doing.
Well, he looks a little. I mean, he might be frightened. He might be in front of Thanos himself and being like, I'm really okay. Here you go, bro. Just don't fuck me up. I know what's going to happen. All right. I think that might be it. And this
Thanos
is something.
Thanos is so misunderstood.
Thanos is just misunderstood. He just wants his toys back.
Exactly.
That's all he wants. And you know one thing? This is little, but I noticed this in the trailer. Aside from, of course, right here, Tony Stark just being like, oh, shit's hit the fan. And the rest of them, anyways. But this little shot
this is
here.
Pissing me off. My house phone's ringing.
Oh, this little shot of Spider-Man, Peter Parker, his arms going up. That's one of the first indications that he might have spider senses, because in Civil War, and in Homecoming, he never really. There was never an actual cinematic cue or scene that indicated that he had spider senses, or at least a precognitive ability.
I thought there was. I thought when the building or the elevator was collapsing, he got the.
No, I think that was all audiovisual. Like, he hears it and he sees it crashing, right? But this is here. He's the first person to react to, which, and I wish I had the screenshot for it, but the giant, like, earth-destroying fucking ring in the sky, right? That you see later on in the trailer. But he's the first person to react, and the entire bus, his arms go up, and he realizes he's feeling something different in the trailer. That is the first, at least for what I've seen, of, like, a true visual cue that he has the sense.
I guess
he's Spider-Man.
Well, he's Spider-Man, yeah. But like I said, in Homecoming
that's
itself,
interesting theory.
But I don't know. I just saw that. I don't know if that's noteworthy or not. I saw that. I thought I should bring that up. But
theory. It's a theory. We can play with that.
It's a movie theory.
Is Tony Stark not doing anything? This
no,
movie,
you
like,
see, you see Hulk. You saw the Hulk Buster suit and stuff like that.
Yeah, don't talk about my Tony like that.
Then you see Wakanda going to war against a freaking alien race of just crazy beast-like fucking creatures coming out of the trees. That's going to be an interesting little subplot for the movie. And then going forward, of course, you need a fucking horrible screenshot, but you need the iconic shot of the current ensemble of Avengers running towards danger. So pretty good way of rounding out the trailer, if I wouldn't say so myself.
Looks like they're running away from danger.
Now, here's the question, though. I'm wondering, they're running away. They're like, fuck that. No, that's the Wakandans in the background. That's not.
No.
The, yeah.
That's the enemy.
You think that's what we're playing out there? Like, no, fuck it. We gotta get out of here. Pussy. They're like, we're bailing. One interesting.
Even Hulk's afraid.
Even Hulk's like, this is fucked up.
Shit in his green pants.
Now, when they were talking about the Hulk, when Mark Ruffalo, he had an interview, and he mentioned how. How the Hulk character itself, rather than doing a solo film, which because Marvel doesn't have the entire rights to do a solo film, they just have the rights to keep him as a secondary character. They're planning to do a story arc among the next couple films. So this being the second one, Thor Ragnarok being the first one where they started the arc. So the first arc, obviously, in Thor Ragnarok, where you see the Planet Hulk storyline playing out, where he's, you know, the champion of Sakaar and ruling house. Like, that was the first part of the story arc. The second is, I'm wondering how Hulk himself actually gets back to Earth, because obviously he's been separated from Thor, because Thor in the previous shot, he's captured and he's in the Earth changing machine, and you also see him being separated in one of the last shots of the trailer. He's separated and he shows up with the Guardians of the Galaxy. So it'll be interesting to see how Hulk got to that point.
Well, I mean, he has such massive amounts of strength that he could literally just push himself off a planet and fly through space infinity. So it's very possible that he somehow navigated his way back.
Well, he wasn't a fan. He didn't even want, in Thor Ragnarok, he didn't even want to go back to Earth in the first place. In Ragnarok,
he hated being him.
He heard Black Widow dyed her hair blonde, so he was like, I'm all about that.
He's
on
like, I'm
my way.
Yeah. The sun's going down.
He didn't have a weakness for blondies.
Oh, man. That's awesome. But yeah, I think everything's said and done. Oh, and you see Groot in there, teenage Groot in the back. So he's not full form yet. He's still in his broody teenage years. So.
That's for the reason because, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy are going to continue making more and more movies, so they want to make sure it fits within the timeline.
No, 100%. 100%. So, I don't know. For me, I'm excited, but I've always been excited when it comes to Marvel as of late.
I used to be.
I know, yeah. I know you mentioned. Yeah, Headshot Gaming. What?
Like, I'm so confused.
You can do this.
But no, like, what's it called? Okay. No, but like, what's it called? The new Avengers, not Avengers, the Infinity War. It's Avengers still, but honestly, they're just making more movies and more movies. They're trying to make more money and money. So,
well, that's
what I think.
The one thing
is cash cows. I mean, they're high quality cash cows, but yeah. I don't know. They don't have that luster that they once had. That new. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, I know what you mean. It's become very formulaic.
And the movies go it's the exact same movie played out over and over again. And while they do an excellent job of it, it just doesn't have that same shine it once did.
But I do feel like, okay, so. When we're talking about Infinity War, though, this is also like the end of the road for their original plan. They had, and the whole idea was to introduce character after character until they can get to this point. This is their end game before they start the new generation of phases.
I'm just worried that there's so many heroes in this one that no one's going to get ample amount of screen time. And it's just going to be cutting from all these different heroes, and it's going to mash up into this.
But the other monster. The other thing is, I think you'll also see the end of the story for a lot of characters when it comes to this film in Infinity War 2. You're going to see potentially characters being killed off. Callie, XOXO Callie, I see you there. How you doing? And Bumbles in chat as well. But I see this as a potential to clean the slate, take some of the characters out of the game. What's that? I heard someone say, what? I don't know how that.
I don't know.
And Toast is internet probably poop.
Toast.
What? I'm here.
Oh. But no, that's what I think. I think this is going to be the end of the road for a lot of characters and giving Marvel a reason to boot into the new phases with new characters, with new stories, and potentially break the mold. And I do agree with you, Toast. If they don't break the mold going forward, then especially coming with the next phases, it's going to die off and you're not going to see crazy box office numbers like you see now.
Yeah.
But anyways, just like Phase 3 in Marvel, I think we took this trailer and we treated this like a beaten horse as well. Anything else you guys want to mention on that before we move on?
Go watch it just because of Iron Man.
Go watch it because of Iron Man. Just because Robert Downey Jr. needs to pull down another paycheck.
Oh, go see some beautiful bodies.
So, aside from obviously that, there was something I wanted to experiment with on this podcast. And I know you guys are all prepared. You know what I'm about to mention. Do you guys feel confident in pulling off our next objective?
Not at all.
Anybody, huh?
Man, I'm fucking shit at this, okay? Like,
well, I'm excited.
Honestly, I'm going to fucking forget what I'm
doing. Let's do it.
I think we should do it. Let's give it a go. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to introduce, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what we're first going to do. Oh, what button do I got to press? Fuck, this is the first time I'm doing it. We are going to break out the... Hello, everyone. Sorry for the interruption. This is your pal, Guy Jackson. Now, sometimes we have an idea for a segment, and on paper, it's fantastic. We're amped, super ready to go. But in practice, that doesn't always work the way we hoped. And in the event of the bad dad joke face-off, this clusterfuck was definitely a burning tire fire that we do not want to include in the audio version of our podcast. But if you're interested in watching this hot mess, please do go to youtube.com/withguyTV, where you can see the full unedited version. As well, we're going to do a condensed cut version where we can hopefully salvage any remains of humor from this goddamn monstrosity. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
With Guy, I think 7 or 6 viewers, I think, is good. I just need to see if they're all good.
All right. All right, guys.
This is where they're going to have to hype.
I think this is where you guys just get fucking rewarded for fucking sitting through that train wreck, which I thought was a great idea.
People have already stopped listening.
Oh my god, I thought it was a good idea, and it was just fucking horrible.
Yeah, the graphics, you know, primo. Primo. Just putting that effort into not that joke.
Mm-hmm. Alright, guys, so what we're going to do is I'm going to open up the raffle command. If you are in chat, you are live, you are eligible for a chance at the Siege giveaway. You just need to type as of now, and you got 1 minute, !! raffle. Okay, there we go. Type !! in chat for your chance to win. This is going to be the worst thing ever because no one's going to type. I honest to God think. Those bad dad jokes forced everybody out of chat.
Yeah.
We fucking killed. We killed the stream with the bad dad jokes. No, potato. Potato's in for the raffle. We got one.
Yeah, we got one.
A raffle
potato.
Of one.
I survived. He survived. We have a survivor. Oh my god, this is killing me.
I'm gonna go get Callie quickly. I'm gonna get her quickly.
You better make it quick. There's like a minute. We got a minute to win it.
There's a minute? Why is there a minute?
Because I figured we actually had a chance in here.
Oh, entries have stopped for the giveaway. And winner by default.
Potato! Woo!
Pick our winner! Potato! You just won!
Oh my god. Can we, like, actually, like...
No, we did.
Oh my god, that's even funnier than every fucking dad joke we told in combination.
None of those were funny.
Oh my god. Well, Potato, congratulations on the big win. We will get...
Is he actually getting it?
He's getting it. Yeah, if someone can suffer through that fucking wreck of a tournament we put together, they deserve themselves a copy. All right, we are running, oh my god, in close to an hour on the podcast today, guys. Thank you so much for coming out. We might do some editing. We don't know. We'll see what happens. But for those of you that are listening in on iTunes, on Google Play, I don't know how the fuck you made it this far, but thank you.
No one got here.
I want to thank Toast Runner, Headshot Gaming, On Fire for coming out and making this lit garbage can a reality. And anything you guys want to say in closing? Headshot.
Headshot. I don't know. Let's say
okay, On Fire. Headshot.
Fuck.
On Fire
2.0 coming soon.
And Toast
dropped it. Guy.
I just want to say thanks for coming out. If you made it this far, thank you. And as always, 9/11 was inside job.
And before we go, just in closing, we didn't really get to get along to this because we got completely sidetracked. But for everyone listening, if you are a Twitch streamer, if you are involved in any kind of gaming at all, I want you to check out dragonsgetit.com. And join an amazing gaming community, streaming community. They are reworking everything to make it the best possible for their partners, for their streamers, for their community. On Fire leads this little endeavor, and they're doing a great job over there. So please check out dragonsgetit.com. Get ready, just like On Fire mentioned, the 2.0 reboot that's occurring very soon. On Fire, I'm sorry we cut you off early. Anything else? Anything I missed?
Nope, not at all. It's roughly about 2 weeks away when we're going to start actually launching the new revised DGI. So everybody is welcome, whether you're a content creator or not. We are going from streaming community to community.
There we go. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming out. Check out Dragons Get It. Please come back again. We probably won't do this fucking contest. Or we won't do this. We'll try to give Siege away again at a later date, but we will not probably do the dad joke thing again. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Guy Jackson. Again. Peace.